State Senator Jason Barrickman of Bloomington recently came out against the latest version of the marijuana legalization bill. His issue is a provision allowing expungement of criminal records for possession of marijuana up to 500 grams. The legal personal possession limit under the bill is just 30 grams, a conflict. Barrickman joined GLT to explain why he feels the distinction is important.
The governor's proposal contemplates expunging the records for crimes that remain illegal even after we might legalize cannabis. I think the people of this state will find that suggestion as, out of the norm, to say the least. And in our negotiations to date, I've raised this issue continuously. The idea that we're expunging crimes that remain illegal just strikes me as odd.
What's been the response?
In our last meeting, which has been several weeks ago at this point, the issue of expunging records came up, and the governor's chief, who kind of conducts the meeting, says there's three ways in which we can go about this. I think one of the ways to go about it removes much of the controversy to this. The governor has an ability under the Illinois Constitution to expunge these records without legislative action. And I think because this is a priority of the governor's to expunge these records, these crimes that remain illegal, I think he ought to just use those powers that are afforded him under the Constitution. I raised this in our meetings. I, to date, do not know why the governor rejects that idea. But here's why this is important. This notion of expunging records is separate from the question of how do you tax and regulate cannabis, which is really the fundamental issue here. Governor Pritzker says, my priority is to expunge certain records along with this effort to tax and regulate. I think if that's his priority, the Constitution allows him to do it on his own, he should do that and allow our negotiations to proceed on these less controversial issues.
As you know, though, he needs some Democrat votes, and particularly the Chicago Black Caucus, which views marijuana law and many drug laws as disproportionately affecting the African-American community. So their argument is, yeah, there might be a conflict between the existing criminal code and this provision in the marijuana bill, but that can be cleaned up later. The important thing is to undo some of the drug war harm that has disproportionately fallen on the African American community. What's your thought about that issue?
Well, and again, I'm sympathetic to that argument. I think the manner in which the governor proposed it, it just doesn't earn my support. I think it goes much too far. He should moderate that position he's taken. But I think the political point you make, which is there are some lawmakers who are compelled to this debate based on this issue, the expungement of these records, I think that's a deal the governor can strike with them. Say, look, I need your vote over here on this priority of mine to tax and regulate cannabis. Your priority is that I expunge certain records. I have the power. I'm the governor. I have the power to do that on my own. Let's cut a deal. I mean, that's the way the political process is designed to work.
That's one way it can work, yes.
I think it's a very uncontroversial way for it to work in this instance. I told the governor, I've said, if that's the path he chooses to take, I said, I will focus all my efforts on how we come to an agreement on the taxing and regulating. You know, there's a lot of licensing issues and questions, technical issues to how you legalize that I think we can much easier come to an agreement on if you remove this controversial issue from the debate.
So do you think that the lack of action to date on that point is a recognition that the governor needs the Chicago Black Caucus or other Democratic coalition votes more than he needs an unknown number of Republican votes?
Well, I openly admit he needs Democrat votes, the votes of certain Democratic lawmakers more than Republicans because there just are more of them. They have a supermajority vote. My point to the governor has been, if he wants to advance this proposal of his through the legislature on a partisan vote, then he need not include me in those discussions. He has said over and over that he wants to operate in a bipartisan manner. And while he's said that, the actions on this issue in the act mirror the actions he took on the minimum wage hike, which is a proposal where he said, I want to be bipartisan, but I'm going to put all the ideas on the table designed to generate votes from one side of the aisle while not getting votes from the other. And I have said, I think that's his choice to make. I stand as a willing participant. I've been, long before he was elected, I was on your show with your listeners talking about my willingness to support cannabis here again, adults only, limited conditions, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to get rolled over by his priorities and agenda that muddy the water on how we do this.
One of the governor's advisors has said there have been efforts to get Republican votes, particularly the carve out of a certain portion of eventual revenue from legalized cannabis dedicated to paying back bills. What other Republican priorities have been acknowledged in the legislation so far?
You know, to the extent there's been an acknowledgement of our ideas, I would call them minimal at best. I mean, I saw the report that said, look, we're going to put 10% of this money towards unpaid bills and our debts, and that's a Republican, you know, that's a Republican idea. The Republicans and Democrats in the meeting said, let's put this money towards our debts. So I don't think
that's a bipartisan agreement.
I don't think there's any dispute on that. My dispute is putting 10% of this money towards debt. I think,
what should it be?
It fails to acknowledge the priorities the public has set for us with their money. I look at this, the governor proposes to put 35% of the money in his check, not his checkbook, in the state's checkbook, the General Revenue Fund. He proposes 25% of it towards a new state program called the Restoring the Rock Program. And then he proposes, you know, 10% towards debt and 8% towards law enforcement. Well, I think that is just fundamentally backwards. I think when the public looks at the condition of our state, they say, look, if there's money lying around, put it towards debt. I think the public says, if you're going to legalize cannabis, we all recognize it's going to have a significant impact on law enforcement. Make sure you get them the money that they need to retrain themselves, to buy the equipment they need. Again, I think this proposal falls far short, and there needs to be some balance between the governor's new spending priorities and the public's desire and my desire to see us address our existing financial obligations.
That's Bloomington State Senator Jason Berrickman talking about the legalization proposal for recreational cannabis. He says he's even more doubtful about the prospects to pass a capital bill this spring.